You're very welcome back to the programme. We are probably facing into a couple of weeks where there will be plenty of chat about what happened over the course of 2013, the big sporting stories and the big successes in various fields. In terms of sports that really exploded in this country, in terms of interest and viewership and participation, is the growth of mixed martial arts, or MMA as the diehards would call it. We're going to chat about the year that has been for the discipline, and certainly have two men in studio with me more than qualified to discuss that. John Kavanagh from the Straight Blast Gym in Dublin joins us. How are you?
Yeah, thanks for having us on.
It's a great pleasure to meet the two of you. Cathal Pendred with us as well. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
And delighted to say, joined on the phone by one of the great characters, if I'm allowed to say that, that exploded onto Irish sport this year. The most Googled Irish sporting personality of the year, Conor McGregor. How are you?
How's it going, man? How are you, bud?
Not too bad. Good to talk to you.
Bow down before me, yeah?
Yeah, well, see, at least now I have the two lads in the studio, so I can't get rid of them. If you start to act up, we can pretend there's a problem with the phone line. Come here. First and foremost, from a medical point of view, what's the update on the injury? One that was expected to rule you out for 10 months in August initially, but you're going to bounce back much quicker than that.
Yeah. I should be back much quicker, but what I can do now is box at the minute, and I can box full on. You know what I mean? So, I just take the positive out of that, because I can slow it all down and really focus on some technique and focus on some things that when you're in full flow training, you don't actually get to slow down certain things. You know, because there's so much going on. I actually get to slow down things and simply focus on my boxing. Then when I get the all clear to kick, then I can just focus on my kicking. Then when I get the all clear to grapple, I can focus solely on my grappling. So each phase, I'm going to literally, all I can do is focus on that single discipline, and that's gonna help me. So by the time I come back, I'm looking to be back May, June mark. But by the time I'm back, I'm going to be a more technically sound mixed martial artist. Mm. So I'm happy now, though. The way it has planned out, and the way everything has worked out for me, I've had some tough times over here, but when I put it in that light, I'm a happy man, yeah?
I remember when we spoke back in April when you made your debut in the UFC, and people, you know, were kind quite taken by your personality and your confidence and the way you kind of explode out of the television or explode out of the radio. You were always very confident you'd get to this level. But when you reflect on 2013, does it even amaze you the year that you've had?
Yeah, I actually can't believe it, to be honest. This time last year, you know what I'm saying? I was preparing for Cage Warriors in a show on New Year's Eve. Hadn't got 10 cents in my name. I was trying to drop hints from my mom to buy me a pair of runners. And didn't drop buy me them pair of runners. I was pretending I had the flu. You know what I mean? I can't make it today. I have the flu. And now for all this, and the most Googled athlete, and the sport is everywhere. There's documentaries, there's TV shows, there's this, there's that. Everyone else is coming through. I can't actually fucking believe it. John always said it to me. John always said, we're going to change this. The face of this game said me every fucking day.
I might remind you, you're live on the radio.
Sorry, my bad. So John said it to me every day, and now here we are. And now we're changing the face of this game. I mean, the journey is only beginning, and I'm under no illusion the work that is ahead of me. We are under no illusion, you know what I mean? But it's been a special year, but trust me, 2014 is going to blow it out of the water once again.
Cathal, stay with us. John, to develop that point, it's not overstating it to say that it was a very niche sport, a very niche discipline, say, this time last year. What has it been over the course of 2013 that has seen MMA explode so much in this country?
Well, obviously, having someone like Conor get into the UFC, and he's a good personality and such, but I think fighting as a sport really speaks to people. Like, the fact is, most people follow the sports that they're... It's kind of an accident of where you're born, what sport you'll follow. If you're from Ireland or the UK, you're going to follow soccer or rugby or GAA. If you're from the States, you're going to follow basketball or baseball. But all over the world, fighting is important. It means something to people. And now that we have an organisation like the UFC, which has such a really nice product, you know, they package it well, and they advertise it well, they market it well, and all these individual fighters, they all have great stories behind them, and the UFC are really good at bringing that, you know, to showing them as average people, and the struggles that they go through, and the training that they go through, and You know, I was telling someone the other day, this time last year, not a lot of people knew about the sport. And then just recently, I called into a shop and there was some 60-year-old lady and she stopped me and said, "Are you Conor McGregor's coach?" And I was, "Yeah." And she was, I'm a big fan. And her husband comes out and says, "Oh, she's never off YouTube watching every interview and all his fights he does." And you know, that's a 60-year-old Dublin woman.
Now we know who's Googling you, Conor. Now, the 60-year-old women around the country have F5 worn out on their computers. Carl, you would be regarded as one of the leading lights still within the country, one of the leading lights in Europe. Can you look at something within the Irish psyche that exists that has made it so successful within this country, or means that we have so many people with so much potential within MMA?
Well, I definitely think there's a fighting spirit within Irish people, and you've always seen it in any combat sport that Irish people have participated in, mainly boxing. Irish fighters are known worldwide for, you know, their tenacity and the way they fight and just leaving it all in there. And I think that's just something within Irish people. We've been fighting for hundreds of years, and it's just something within us, and it translates well into combat sports.
And when you look at it as well, we're not dealing with a situation here where we have a mass amount of facilities and a mass amount of resources. So is it fair to say that we're, you know, punching and kicking and grappling to apply those terms above our weight?
100%. Like, we're a small country with a relatively small amount of people compared to other countries, yet we are able to get to the pinnacle of these sports. For example, like myself and Conor and the other guys on my team, with MMA, there was no one basically for us to look up to in this sport. We started this sport about 7 years ago, looking at guys in the UFC at the top of the sport. And we basically had to study them from afar because there was no one within Ireland doing what we wanted to do and where we wanted to be. So between ourselves and then our coach John here, we were able to just look at these guys and put it together ourselves and get to where we want to be. And I think that's the most satisfying thing for us, is that, you know, there was no, like other sports, to get to the top of the sport, you're groomed, for you're taken up from a young age, like in rugby or football, and brought into academies, and you're groomed to be this professional athlete. But that's not within the fighting sport. It's basically up to the fighter themselves and a good coach.
And you basically have to kick the door down in many ways to get attention. Conor, would you be conscious of that in a way you're flying the flag for the sport within Ireland, and you're proving to people that this little small country off the northwest of Europe, it's possible to go across the world and compete with the best?
Yeah, I mean that's what Cole was saying. That it's part of the appeal to it. That we never had no sports council giving us a wage. You know what I mean? We never had none of that. We're just guys on a mat in a little corner of a hall with no heating. You know what I mean? And that's part of the appeal, that grind that we came up, and we're now creating this path for other martial artists to come through. And gyms, there's so many MMA. I'd love to do a count and see the actual amount of MMA gyms that have popped up over the past year, because they seem to be everywhere. You know what I mean? So, and as far as you're saying, of course I'm conscious of it. Sometimes I get a little bit spooked by it, to be honest. I'm only just turned 25. I'm only 25 years old, you know what I'm saying? So I don't really want to see myself in that kind of light, you know what I mean? But I'm definitely conscious of it, that there's a lot of young people that look up to me and that are taking up this sport. And chasing this dream down, you know what I mean? So I'm conscious of it, but at the same time, it does spook me out. I don't like to think about it too much, because I'm just doing my own thing, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to get there. I'm still getting there myself, you know what I mean? This is never ending for me. I'm never satisfied with this, you know what I mean? I'm going all the way to the top.
Well, then how much credit has to go to John and for the work that he's done and the culture that he's built within Ireland?
It's quite simple, yeah. Without John, the sport in Ireland is not here. You know what I mean? It never started. John was the guy that got all the major coaches around that have their own little gyms now and stuff like that. John was the guy that was training then on a little mat all them years ago. And I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for John. No, show me the dream, and show me that we can't do this. I'm giving this belief into me. And not only that, actually having the knowledge of the game, and actually having the... You know, the man is a genius when it comes to primal movement, you know what I mean? Unless you train under him, or, you know, it's hard to really explain, but when he speaks, regarding movement, it makes sense. It makes sense to me, and it makes sense to all the other guys coming up, like Cahill, like Chris, like Paddy, all the great athletes in our gym. And I mean, when he speaks, we listen, we cannot lose. You know, John and O'Connor, we are going to do big things. And without him, MMA in Ireland, it does not exist. It's black and white.
It's high praise. You'd go along with that?
Oh, 100%. John's often called the godfather of MMA in Ireland, and you know that. He has that for a reason. He basically was he's the first person to have fought within an octagon, and he was basically the first person in Ireland to collectively take different martial artists around the country who were training different styles, put them together and start training MMA.
Modesty would restrict you from commenting, John, but what I have you here, the impact then of that success, the impact of that growth, you can see it yourself in your business. You've been, I won't say forced to move to bigger premises, but the opportunity has arisen to expand the resource that you have.
Yeah, and of course it's always nice hearing the stories of the guys here, but behind the scene, like these are a small percentage of my gym. Like I've almost 200 members, and you know, I've about 10 guys fighting at a very high level. But what's been great to see is all the kids coming up that just want to train it for fitness or for self defense or to take up a sport. You know, not everybody wants to run around the field kicking a ball, and this sport appeals to a lot of people. So to that end, I'm opening up a new, like a 10,000 square foot top high spec center. It's going to be opened up in January. People can go to sbgireland.com if they want to find out more about it. And that's for people that not necessarily want to compete like the guys do, but maybe are tired of just going to a gym and running on a treadmill for 20 minutes, bore anybody to death. Whereas this way, you know, you're in a community, you're learning a new sport. We have like beginner programs. Some people have the idea that the first day in, they have to do 5 rounds of call, you know?
But can I ask you, if you'll permit me to draw a parallel with boxing, like you listen to people like Angelo Dundee would always say that it's not aggression that wins boxing, it's a thinking man's sport at the core. Would you apply the same issue to MMA? Is it more about the tactical side of things than pure brawn, pure aggression, pure
bullheadedness? Yeah, 100%. Like, no matter what activity you're doing, if you bring emotion into it, your judgment is going to be clouded. No one sits down to a game of chess and is angry at their opponent or angry at the board. You know, it's you approach it cold and calculated, and that's the way we approach our sport, and that's the atmosphere we have in the gym.
From your point of view, Cahill, is it all about getting to the UFC? Like, you've been linked with it repeatedly. There's all sorts of internet rumours that we might see you star on a reality TV show that MMA fans will be very, very familiar with, and maybe use that as a route. Can you comment at all?
I can't comment at all. If you want to see if that's true, I guess you're just going to have to tune in and find out. But
even though it's on every MMA website,
you should read half the stuff that's on radio websites. You wouldn't believe half of them.
But look, I started in this sport because of a very competitive nature, and I started because I wanted to be the best. And to be regarded as the best in this sport, you have to become the UFC champion.
That's where you want to go. Connor, does this man have the talent to grace the stage that you've graced and mixed with the best?
No doubt, that man is UFC ready. I've been saying it a long time ago, Carl. I remember when Carl first came into the gym, little puke-headed rugby guy, you know what I'm saying?
He's certainly not like that now, I can tell you.
now he's a fucking beast, yeah, but he was harder than any athlete, you know what I mean? He is an absolute machine, and his, you know, I'm going to be so proud to see that man when his time comes, you know what I mean? Because he more than deserves it, and the guy's an animal. He's UFC ready, no doubt. You will see. Like I said, 2013 was crazy. 2014, we're going to blow the roof off the place, yeah? Well, we also have that Ireland show, you know what I'm saying? This is it, we're taking over. Everyone else needs to sit down, shut their mouth. With all due respect.
I tell you, yeah, when you say that, I listen for sure. John, if I get you to reflect on the sport overall, how would you assess, like, are there standout fights that we should rush to YouTube to look at, or how overall a year has it been for UFC and MMA?
It's gaining momentum week by week, month by month. I remember not so long ago, if I was walking down the street and I saw someone in a UFC t-shirt or any kind of MMA t-shirt, I'd probably know who they wore because the community was so small. now, you know, it's a brand, it's a label, people wearing UFC gear, and I even see the kids walking down the street wearing a Conor McGregor t-shirt, you know. It's still, I have to kind of pinch myself a little bit, like, you know, it's sort of crazy how quickly it's become mainstream. And yeah, you know, as Conor said there, the UFC back here next, I think it's September. I'm going to have, obviously, Conor be on it and a bunch of other guys probably from the gym as well. It's one way traffic. It's just getting bigger exponentially.
It's been absolutely crazy. It was like, if you look back at 2012, we were beating some of the best guys around Europe, some of the best guys around the world, but we were getting no attention. No one in Ireland really knew who we were. And 2013 came along, and the sport of MMA blew up in this country. Myself and Conor have won world championships in Cage Warriors. We've had MTV documentaries made about us. Conor's been signed by the UFC. We've been on cover of magazines. We've been on the Late Late Show. It's just in 1 year it has become massive. And all I can say is that 2014 is going to completely dwarf 2013. So it's going to be huge things to come.
We wish you well, gentlemen. To John and Carl, thank you very much for joining us in studio. Conor, it's always an experience, I'll say that, to talk to you. So thanks for joining us on the phone.
I didn't know we were live, my friend. You can let me know a little bit.
Come here. Jesus, I let you know halfway through. Anyway, come here. Well, if I get into trouble, I'll unleash you on the powers that be. So that'll sort us all out. Continued recovery with the injury. Have a good Christmas, and we'll talk to you in the new year, God willing.
Thank you so much. See you later, guys.
Conor McGregor joining us there, and John Kavanagh, Carl Pendron here in studio. Gentlemen, thank you both. 51552 for your text. We're going to finish the programme this evening.